Hey, this is Mike Breed. I'm doing a review for Audioboo for MyMac.com. I'm recording this outside on purpose to see how the sound quality is. All the other boos that I've listened to have sounded really, really good. The sound quality is just amazing. So here I am outside in my front yard and recording this with a lot of extraneous noises out of the house, and we'll see how it sounds. One of the first things I noticed about Audioboo is its sharp-looking icon. It's really, really eye-catching, and you know, that's not something that you really need to worry too much about with an app, but it does make it kind of nice and makes your screen look better on your iPhone. Now, you can go to audioboo.fm, and that's audioboo.fm, and get a free account, get a username, and if you have a Gravatar account, your picture will be up there as well. Once you set it up, it's real simple. You go to the iTunes store, you download the application. Again, that's free as well. And it's got a really simple interface, almost too simple in some aspects. But again, the sound quality is just amazing. I listened to Leo Laporte do an audio boo from China, and he posted it up on Twitter, and the sound was just great. Again, one of the pluses for the application is its simple interface. I can really see a lot of potential for this. You could do a lot of reporting from the field. You can do travel logs. You can talk about trips you've been on the spot. As a teacher, I can see a lot of possibilities for this as well. There are some minuses, however. I will say that in the application itself on your iPhone, there is no search feature, so if you want to look for a particular person's boos, you're not going to be able to do that, although you can do that on their website. You can also subscribe to that person as one of your friends, similar to what you do on Facebook or Twitter, but I'm not quite sure if that transfers over to the application. The application can be a bit buggy, I noticed. Several times when I've been using it, it's dropped out on me, it's quit. And I don't know if that's just a function of me having a whole lot of applications running and there wasn't much RAM left on my iPhone, or if it was more a matter of the application being kind of crashy and still in beta form. In the application itself, there's also no way to link directly to Facebook or Twitter, although, as I said before, you can set that up on their website, and it will automatically upload them there as well. I did notice something interesting about Audioboo. You can actually subscribe to the Audioboo podcast two ways. You can subscribe to the podcast that posts everyone's boos, which is just a huge number of little sound files, little MP3s you're going to be downloading onto iTunes, especially if you don't have it set to just download the newest one. Or you can just subscribe to those whose boos you're following. Now, that might make more sense if you're not following a lot of people. So I just thought that was pretty cool. So I'm signing off here. I'm going to upload this to iTunes and see how this sounds, and include a link to this in the review I do for MyMac.com. This is Michael Breed, signing off.